Another silence fell, broken only by the ticking of the large clock on the mantelpiece. My lady gripped her fingers so tightly together that they whitened.
I'm very sorry, faltered the Countess.
But that doesn't answer my question, he said dryly.
Well, I expect it was because I forgot to pay them myself.
Forgot?
Lois sank her golden head. She swallowed again.
Under the hatches yet again, Nell.
She nodded guiltily, her colour deepening.
He was propped against the wall with a text in his lap. They were in the same room where they had spent so much time trying to decipher anything they could. I found it in a few places now, Mika said. All near the hologram for the container.
Joey looked up. Why is that?
You think I have any idea? Either they wanted to tell us that they liked books, or they're pointing to references we haven't seen before.
Granny dropped her chompers down the toilet. In they plopped, then splashed right out of sight. Granny dodged the splatter to avoid it, and then she turned a funny shade of white. My chomperoos have fallen down the toilet. They've slid around the bend without a trace. I'm feeling rather dotty, 'cause my pegs are in the potty. Oh, won't someone get those teeth back in my face?
Grandpa brought a plunger to the pan.
Don't worry, dear. I know just what to do.
He thrust the plunger in with both his hands, then pulled a soggy something from the loo.
Alex had never been in an interview like this before.
Right, where were we? The tall one said.
You do know how serious this is, don't you, Alex? The devil woman said.
No comment, said Alex. Not answering is only going to harm your defence, said the tall one.
No comment. The devil woman sighed. Look, we know things haven't been great for you at home. Since your mother.
You've got no right to talk to me about her. What's it got to do with anything?